Let's glass. I got a moose. Let's glass. I got a moose. And I'm like, glass. Let's glass. I got a moose. Let's glass. I got a moose. Yes! Have you ever seen a moose go down that quick? Holy cow!
There you go.
Genius work.
That is really good work, man. That is really good work. That's by Joseph G. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. I am very thin comedian Tom Segura here along with my co-host, the slightly dehydrated Christina Pajitsky. Now, welcome.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Very good, Jeans. That was very professional.
Yeah, it was until you killed my headphones.
Oh, my God.
There's only two things plugged in. You can't see which one's yours.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Did I totally ruin your read?
It screwed it up at
the
end.
Do you feel like it wasn't perfect because of that?
Oh, no. I feel like it's
okay. I feel like it was still perfect. I think you get really upset with me for making innocent mistakes, and I'm just trying to do my thing and
You're
stuff
right.
like that.
I don't know. It's just this new thin body. Listen,
my God.
Any other at Amazon? Did you talk about that already?
No, I mean, I would appreciate if you guys shop on Amazon for this Christmas using our banner. Hello, go to your mom's house podcast.com. Click on the banner at the bottom of the homepage. Do your shopping as you normally would. I advise you just do that right now. Go to our website, your mom's house podcast and .com, and click on the banner and go ahead and bookmark that site. That way you don't even have to think. It's there. You do your shopping and it just kicks back a little change to the show to help us.
It's nice.
New equipment, new studios.
It's a
new
cool
husband
thing.
It's all very expensive. Whoa. What?
Okay.
Thank you for those who've already done it. And I don't know why you're going to the mall. We went to the mall yesterday to pick up with the computer and I wanted
nightmare.
To
yeah, I picked up
my
I needed
out.
A new logic board for the old MacBook.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. And of course,
terrible.
Don't forget this.
Segura.com and click on the store. Go to TomSegura.com and click on the store. I get some of the new chef, DJ.TanMouth, the water champ, just glassing. All the chat is fire, dog.
There you go.
I can't believe what I'm saying.
There you go.
There you go. Get your Just Glass and shirts.
Yeah.
Get your Water Champion shirts.
All of them, man.
Get it all.
It's all there, man.
Get it all.
Glass all day.
Yeah. We had Top Dog and Charo in here doing some line reads for us.
It's really good.
It's pretty fun. Pretty fun.
Well, glass all day.
They came for our son's Smurf Day.
They did.
Just glassing.
We got a lot to catch up on.
There's a lot. There's a lot to talk about. I also have some great audio from them. I have a bunch of clips, a bunch of audio to play. So,
oh yeah, Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby's ready to be Jimmy and Bobby around. Let's see. Do I have the my YMH thing? I don't even know where that is.
Oh my God.
Which episode was last week? Y70? Is that when I have the intro? I don't even have my show open.
Oh, my God.
Where is that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. You think you're ready to go, and then you realize.
There's so many elements, though.
I know.
People don't realize that there's so many moving parts to a podcast. We've got the visual, the audio, the drops you have to prepare, and then just getting the intro song can sometimes be annoying. I mess up on that Debro constantly.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, new computer.
New pooter.
We got new pooter. All right.
That, a little story for our listeners who don't know, but Tom got me this computer for me.
Yeah.
Just as an everyday mommy. And it's so complicated. I had a fucking nuclear meltdown because it was the end of the day. I spent all day with my kid. You know how it is.
You actually had a faulty thing out of the box.
I did have
we'll get into it. Let's open the show. We'll start the show and we'll get into it.
The point is, I can't, it's too much computer for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mom. All I do is like check emails and look at photos of my kid.
So now it's our production.
Right.
Laptop.
I have no use for an Apple computer.
Do you want to open the shutters for me, please? Because the police want to speak to you.
Your money out, you.
Why have you closed the shutters?
Because they're going to try and take my fucking property.
We've got here, the shutters are down, this man's locked inside your shit.
If someone walks into your house and says he's going
to
fucking take your shit out of your house, what are you going
to
do?
Listen to me.
Open the fucking door and make him
take you. You're not going to lock him in, you? You can be arrested right now, straight away from what I've seen.
Fucking wankers, innit?
Who are you calling a wanker?
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitza,
Welcome to your mom's house.
That sounds like shit.
Yeah. That's shit. Oh, shit.
What?
Dude.
Dude, what? Bro, dude.
I'm looking up in the Urban Dictionary, and what comes up?
What?
Dog in a bathtub.
Really?
And you and I were just having,
how does that come up?
It's like different trending now words.
Yeah.
You and I were having this very important debate about what dog in a bathtub is. Now, you say it's the twig and berries and the beans inside a woman's mouth.
Well, that would be the berries, not and the beans. Twig and berries.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. The twig and the berries. Right. I'm adding
an extra set of nuts right there.
I'm assuming there's two or four gentlemen there. So, yeah, the twig and the berries. I'm saying it's the twig and the berries inside a girl's vagine.
Yeah. No.
You're saying, okay, so let's see. Dog in a bathtub. This is a proper name for when you attempt to insert your nuts into a girl's ass.
Oh, that?
It is so named because it can be just our keeping a dog in the bathtub while giving it a bath. Right. We know why, because you can't keep the berries in. They pop out.
Right.
But they're saying it's anal. So both of us are wrong.
See, I have to.
Huh.
Huh. I have to disagree.
So do I.
Yeah.
I'm not anal. No. Because don't you feel like a dog in a bathtub is hard to achieve in both the mouth or the vagina?
Yeah.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah, that's not correct.
That's not correct.
No.
I wish we had an authority on this sort of thing.
I feel like, look, can I see one thing here? I want to see if the intro I have here sounds different. I want to see if I could play the audio.
In it.
Let's see. Ready?
Because I know it means isn't it, but sometimes English people use in it, and it doesn't make sense. Like, he's like, fucking wankers, isn't it? But you wouldn't say fucking wankers, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because isn't it is short for...
Oh, that sounds so much better.
Yeah. Why does it sound better?
Don't bring anyone
mother to this. Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome.
Oh. Does that sound better?
Way better.
With Tom Segura.
I feel the bass on now.
Christina Pajitza.
Oh, it's a little muffled now.
Welcome to your mom's house.
It's a better sound.
Way better.
No, but it's getting
the
distorted.
The bass is. It's something there you shifted last time when this happened, remember?
Okay. Well, there we go.
In it. isn't it? It's a bit of a whiffle, isn't it? Say it, Tom.
It's a bit of a whiffle, isn't it? I say that in my act now, by the way.
Oh, good, good. Because whiffle's not even a thing. You made up.
I know, but I remember because we used to do...
It's a bit of a whiffle, isn't it?
Accents. And then the thing was that you could always do British better because you live there.
Yeah.
And I would do that impression and you were like, that's terrible. No one talks like that. I was like, yeah, they do.
Well, I'd actually argue that all my accents are better than yours.
Oh, that's a nonsense. Everybody that knows everything knows that. Everyone knows that.
I don't think so. I feel like my accents are much better.
This is really funny, by the way.
Why better? Why
the
better?
Clip, no, you're dog shit. But
no.
Annette. I gotta get rid of that one. That's such a bad file.
He goes, fucking wankers, Annette.
So here's what's happening. Fucking that guy's wankers. A shopkeeper.
Right.
And the tax man came to collect because he owed taxes. And he locked him in his store.
Nice.
So that's what's going on at the beginning of it. The guy. The guy's like.
With the situation threatening to turn really ugly, help arrives just in time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
See? That's the tax guy.
Hello? Yeah, I put that together.
Is that the
police, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a court enforcement officer. He's pulled the shutters down inside. He won't open them.
So this guy is going through trying to get his money together.
You want to open the shutters for me, please? Because the police want to speak to you.
The police want to speak to you.
It's funny that they bleeped him there.
Right, right.
But maybe it wasn't a curse. Maybe it was like
his name or something.
Yeah.
Why have you closed the shutters?
Because they're going to try and take my fucking property.
He's right.
The shutters are down. This man's right inside your shit.
If someone walks into your house and says he's going to fucking take your shit out of your house, what are you going
to
do?
Listen to me.
Open the fucking door.
You're not supposed to lock him in, you could be arrested right now, straight away from what I've seen.
Fucking wankers, isn't it?
Who are you calling a wanker?
See?
Fucking wankers, isn't
it? It grammatically wouldn't make sense.
So I guess the tax guy can seize the actual items.
Property.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
In a store like that.
Wait, I guess we do that. The IRS will come and take your shit.
Yeah, they'll seize your property. Yeah.
Who do you think you're talking to now?
Are you going to arrest me?
Huh?
Are you going to arrest me?
I don't want to have to arrest you.
Are you going
to
arrest me?
What's going to have to be?
How close he's getting.
Yeah. In our country, the police will be like, sir... Get back, sir.
If there wasn't
back.
A camera there, they would crack it in the fucking jaw. Yeah.
If you get yourself arrested, you're not in a position to pay this debt, which means I'm going to have to take all your stock.
I make fucking 15p a fucking pack. Yeah? How the fuck am I going to pay it?
Yeah,
15p.
That's super British.
He makes 15p. That's nothing. 15 pence is 15 cents.
Yeah.
15 cents?
Well, he's saying that's his margin on that bag of Doritos.
Well, you know, get into different business.
That's not the business for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't make any money, those people.
15p, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
It's a bit of a whiffle.
It's a bit of a whiffle, isn't it? Huh? Yeah?
If you get yourself arrested, you're not in a position to pay this debt, which means I'm going to have to take all your stock.
Look, stop. I make fucking 15p a fucking pack. Yeah? How the fuck am I going to pay it?
That's so British.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah?
Listen. Okay.
No, but, no, but,
I'm
yes, but, no, but.
I'm trying to fucking pay the What am I trying to do? I'm trying to fucking pay the
See, they keep bleeping something.
Pay the It's probably he says his name or the man. I don't know, dude. You know how expensive ciggies are.
Yeah. Well, look how empty his.
Hey, I've got a neat question.
What?
You know what they call cigarettes in England?
I think it's a bit of a riddle. I think they call them fuckboys.
Not fuckboys. They're definitely called
farts.
Nope, they're called
bags.
Yeah. But do you think because of the PC thing that now you can't even call cigarettes fags?
No, of course not.
Come a couple of fags.
But that's
come up on a fag.
But that's still a
fag.
We're talking two different countries, different.
But I feel like don't language. They inherit our political correctness too?
Yeah, but that word they would be like, why would we stop? Because it doesn't mean the same thing. So why would that affect them?
Because it's fag. It's like it's a bad word.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean what it means here.
Yeah, I know.
So why would that affect?
Well, that's
them?
Like them calling it the N word. They'd have to stop saying. Could you have me a big word?
Oh,
see what I'm saying?
You're pulling back on it now? You've never pulled back.
You can't say, can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Uh-huh. Why can't you say that?
Can't say it.
Why?
Well, let's say they called these niggas. You can't be like, would like a nigga. Can't say it.
Wait, what?
You can't say it.
Yeah, but they've okay.
But fag is bad too now. Fag is equal but to the N-word.
My point is that fag was never bad there. So why would they care?
But because they're cousins of ours.
Yeah.
So our political correctness trickles across the pond to them.
They don't think so.
The N-word.
I don't think so. I think
definitely.
You're wrong.
Definitely.
No, I don't think so.
Dude, bro, I know. They're way more politically correct in some ways than we are. Well, write in if you're from England.
We have a lot of British listeners.
I know. If you're British, tell it. Do you still call them fags? And is it considered a little bit insensitive to call them fags?
See, I don't think that applies for this. I really don't.
Well, then
you might be right, but I don't think so. God damn it.
You know what? It's fun now is how angry you get when the myriad of technology fails. When the monitor goes to sleep, you fucking lose your mind. When you get an email, you lose your mind. If I turn the sound down for a minute, you lose your marvel.
All right.
Can we just make a montage, Blue Band, of Tom getting angry at every time the equipment goes bad?
It's true.
It's constant.
I know.
This is short fuse. And you shouldn't have such a short fuse because Karen milked you today.
Yeah. Karen's a fucking slut. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, because we, Karen and Bobby, made sweet love this morning in the 10 minutes we had before.
Yeah.
Ellis went down and then the nanny shows up. So we have a nice, sexy 10-minute window to get marital love in.
Yeah.
And
glass all day.
And you finished. And I was like, Bobby, I love you. And you're like, I love you too. I'm like, Bobby doesn't say that.
That's right. You corrected
Bobby
me. You
doesn't
were right.
Say that.
Bobby doesn't say that.
What does Bobby say?
He just said, get out. Go. Oh, no. You said, what are you doing tonight? And then Bobby said,
what are you doing later,
Bob?
You got a date, right?
There's this girl I'm really into.
Right. Like Bobby says hurtful things right to her face.
Because Bobby would be like, well, no, date you.
Right. You know what was good in true Bobby fashion, though?
What?
You didn't brush your teeth for me this morning, which was nice.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like you were in character, you know?
Took you to Pound Town, too. You really got it. Like a P.I.G.
Mushy purples. Yeah. You know what I noticed about my purples?
What?
Is that
what?
They change color. Like when I'm just, like I get undressed for a shower.
Yeah.
Then they're the normal color. Then I get in the shower and I get cold and then now they turn purple.
That makes sense.
It's so weird, right?
The temperature is affecting, you know, capillaries, blood vessels.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Does that happen to you and your testicles?
My purples?
Are your beards purple? No.
Nah. But there's some, you see different hues sometimes.
I've seen purple balls before, yeah.
You've seen, then there's blood rushes, obviously, so things can change color.
I've had boyfriends where it's all skin, like a lot of skin, and then the two beans, and like the two balls, but then like so much skin. Why is that?
Skin underneath?
Yeah, like...
I don't know.
Like the bag is enormous and then the two beans are just floating in
it. So you've had big ball boyfriends, is what you're talking about? Yeah. Wait, you're saying that their bag just hangs low?
Yeah. 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 I have one boyfriend whose peener was like real short and fat and then his nuts would just hang super low.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Your nuts a lot of times hang lower, sure.
When you're relaxed and warm, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, they just drew, but you're saying...
But it was like abnormally...
What was his name?
I'm not telling you that.
Why?
No way. I'm not going to embarrass somebody in real life. No way.
They're not going to find him.
I got too much respect for the men in my life.
Really?
One, like you, I'm not indiscriminate about who I allow mashed genitals.
How was he as a lover?
Mine. Okay.
How were...
Not great. I mean, nothing to get married over.
Did he ever try to put the dog in the bathtub?
No, nobody's tried that with me.
Did he do a face squat? Maybe. Did he squat on your face with it?
Remember when you used to joke about that more?
Yeah.
The pile driver. You used to pretend to give me a pile driver.
That was fun.
That was fun. Remember?
Yeah.
We did that a lot, like when we first started dating.
Yeah.
That's neat. Why'd you drop that?
I'll bring it back. Bring it back tonight.
Do you think people really do that or that's just in porn?
I think people really do it, but I think, you know.
The pile driver.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's part of like someone's lovemaking repertoire. I think it's something that, you know.
It's like a special.
It's special or it's, you know, people are on coke and they're like, let's just do this.
Right, because I feel like that's not a everyday
thing. No, it's not like we're kind of just cooking up to this, you know.
Like when you have 10 minutes to do it before the nanny gets in, you don't.
Hold on a second, okay?
What's just happening?
Hold on.
Oh, Dad's getting mad.
Oh, man.
Blue band cut this part together. Watch the rage build. Hold on.
I'm just trying to see where the hell is this thing. Here we go. Okay. We're back. I'm going to do a police ride along. Hello? Oh, that's great. Perfect. Okay, that's perfect. So we'll plan on 6 p.m. Okay, great. Thanks, buddy. Bye. And it all worked out.
Good.
All right.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
We're rolling anyways. That was a phone call. I'm going to do a police ride-along tonight.
Great.
So the phone call was, hey, can you come right now? And I said, no. And then they said, can you come in a couple hours? And I guess so. And now they just pushed it to later.
Good.
So I'm doing a ride along. A writer that I've been working with for months now, we've been working on this police story for a script. And we arranged to ride along with the
LAPD.
Yeah.
You're going to see some shit because you're doing it in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
You're going to see some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know, my dad used to have police scanners in the house.
Yeah.
But in the valley, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we used to just listen to all the
codes. What should I wear?
For this?
Yeah, for the ride-along.
Definitely red or blue. Like, you want to pick a side.
Yeah. And especially...
Don't be on the fence with what gangbanger.
I was thinking just something loud.
Attract attention?
Yeah.
We'll definitely get...
Something gold.
In the line of fire is what I want for you. Like, get out of the car a lot.
Yeah.
If you see guns getting pulled, stuff like that. You know what I bet you're going to see?
Hmm.
A lot of homeless shit. Like, there's a homeless dude face down on the floor.
It's going to be a ton. It's going to be a homeless, a lot of mentally ill. I've done two ride-alongs before.
Yeah.
I've done one in Tacoma.
Tacoma, on you?
Go and on. I've done one in Hickory, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And mentally ill, drugs... a lot of vagrant. And then when I did To Come On You, Comedy Club, mm-hmm. and I did the ride along there, I rode along for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. He dropped me off. And then he texted me half hour later, the next call was a gun gun call. A guy pulled a gun on the street. Mm. That was the one I missed.
Well, it's a Monday night, so there's less drinking, partying happening. It might be, it's a good quiet night.
But it's the holidays.
But it's the holidays.
And that's when shit goes down.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, you'll have to give us a detailed report.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess homeless.
Homeless, yeah.
Gangbangers, yeah, innit?
Innit?
And you're going to hear some gunshots. Because remember when we lived in the Rampart Division?
Don't really. No. What was that like?
There were gunshots nightly.
Yeah.
I would say like once the sun went down, the shit hit the fan.
The helicopter, too. Every
That's
night.
Better to go at night for a ride-along. This will be a boring ride-along. If I you know. Did the middle of the day on a Monday, there ain't shit happening.
Ain't shit.
Once the sun go down, bang, bang, bang.
So I got to pull up at 6.
Okay. In Hollyweird?
Hollyweird.
So you got to leave early and beat the traffic.
You know, they say, yeah, it's going to be a
You're
going
to take the 405. There's going to be traffic.
We're going to look like a couple of boners sitting in that car, wide-eyed, like,
Oh, you're a boner. I'm not you mean, oh, you and the writer.
Me and my writer buddy, yeah.
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 Should be fun.
It will be fun.
We take pictures?
If they allow, yeah.
Yeah. Are they going to put you behind the mesh?
Hopefully I get to sit next to some perps. What are you in for? Yeah.
No way.
No, they'll protect
you. No way. Figure out some codes. You know there's code 4. That means everything's good.
I still remember it when I did the ride-along 20 years ago in Carolina, that the guy's car number was 127.
Yeah.
And that his radio call was 127 at county. So when he, you know, he picked it up, he'd go, 127 county.
That, yeah.
And that was the beginning. Like, it's still burned in my head.
I would like, if you wouldn't mind asking for a list of radio codes.
Yeah.
Because there's an app you can download that's the police scanner app. And I downloaded it when we lived in the Rampart Division just to see what was happening around us. And I could pick up on some of it.
Oh, right. 119, all that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, like, you know, 720, 10-7 Henry. 10-7 is arrest. I know that. 10-2 is, like, all good.
I think a 211 is code for a robbery, right?
I don't know.
Everyone knows 187.
What's FART?
FART is like a, I think it's a biohazard.
Yeah.
Yeah. F-A-R-T.
F-A-R-T.
Faced with the prospect of having his stock taken, the shopkeeper starts to pull together the cash.
So you've given me, I ain't taking it in that, getting to transfer it.
You know what I mean? Money is money.
Okay. He gave him
He's like,
coins.
Here you go, Bo.
He gave him coins to pay his tax bill.
Which, in all fairness, you know, the English don't have dollars, single dollars. They have pounds.
Yeah, of course.
Coins, pound coins.
But they also have paper.
They do. But maybe,
get him to transfer it.
But this motherfucker gets paid in pound coins, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, for the Dorito, someone gives him a coin.
And he does and have a point when he says money is money, but he's definitely being a dick.
He's making the job a little difficult for the tax man.
Money is money, Baba.
Baba.
Fam. You're giving me 1,000.
It's an English saying, Baba. Money is money.
You're giving me 1,010 pounds.
No fucking shit. Right. Look,
what are you getting yourself for up there,
527 pounds.
I don't want the penny.
It's fucking money. Money is money, lad.
So yeah, you're getting yourself all upset.
Money.
Yeah.
Something else happening.
Yeah.
The guy's got a life.
You can't. You can't do that.
These are my old teeth.
Those are the Sears photos we took. Those are years ago.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, but I brought it. We got the new monitor. I had it adjusted down.
Looks great.
And then Blue Band came here and we threw up the old picture.
Looks really good. I'm wearing denim. I don't think you are, but
I have denim pants on. Of course I do.
But I had a jacket on. Really show my love for the show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And that.
You want to see some more love for the show?
Yeah.
Look, check this out. People have been sending these in. I told you last week, and I don't think I could find it, but where is it?
Innit. It's a quiet show, innit?
Innit.
See, they don't say innit in the right place, though.
Yeah? Do you want to tell them how to say it right or no?
Yeah, I feel like innit, like I've heard it just in weird places.
Let's see if this innit. Is one. Yeah.
Yes. I love these. Hi, Mommy. Thanks, Jeans.
Hi, Mommy. Can I get a grande hot white mocha?
Good job.
Yes. And also, can I get a sausage and cheddar breakfast sandwich?
Yes. Good job. Yep.
They always check if they have it every time I go.
I know. Yeah. Just have them.
Okay, we're actually all out of that. No. Reduced fat turkey bacon.
Oh, fuck off. That's not what he wants.
You know, mommy, that's fine. you know what? Just leave it at that. Just the grande hot white mocha would be good.
All right. It's going to be $4.65 for that.
All right. Thanks, Jeans.
Good work.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, so now which item did he want that they were out of?
The sausage and cheddar or something.
That's at Starbucks, right? Or Barstucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they always out? That must be a hot ticket item.
I don't know.
You should get more if you think they're always out. I mean, get more.
That's true.
God.
I just saw this thing here. Where is it? Is McDonald's? Hold on, McDonald's. Somebody did McDonald's.
And a Taco Bell one too.
Yeah.
God, I haven't been there in years.
Yeah.
Also, used to eat there a lot when we lived in the Rampart because it was right by our old apartment. Remember? You get off that sweet 101 exit on Rampart, and it was right there across from a Tommy Burger.
Yeah.
It was real sick. Cops hang out there at that Tommy Burger, by the way. That was a cop hangout.
That was, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's like it's a real LA institution, that place. Tell them where we used to live, your cop, and see if you guys can cruise through our old neighborhood. He'll probably be like, bro, we can't go there. I can't.
They're
take
definitely
going to
say, they're definitely going to be like, we're not going there. Yeah. I told you one time I went to the bank that was just outside of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was down on Wilshire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I rode with a sergeant, LAPD sergeant, in the elevator. So I was like, I was trying to get an honest answer. I was like, what do you think of like this neighborhood? He was like, right here. I go, what? And then I named our neighborhood, like the cross streets. He was like, that's terrible. It's a terrible place.
Really dangerous.
I go, how bad? He goes, oh, no. He's like, I mean, there's streets over there. We won't even drive down the street. And I was like, cool, man.
You're just screwed if you call 911, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay. Jeez. That's great, man. What happened to the...
Hi, mommy. Thanks, Jeans.
Is it... Your mom's house, is this the guy just did? Is that Josh Almost who just sent that one in?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know it's on the cheat sheet. They're right under each other, right?
Yeah. Okay. That one went through. The McDonald's one. Where'd that go?
Should be on the cheat sheet.
Yeah, but it's an empty thing.
Ooh, that's a blue band, boo-boo. Look. It's a blue band.
Empty file.
Uh-oh. Yep. Someone's going to get the treats taken out of his nest.
How about this one? Okay, this has something in it. Let's see.
No, I take your order.
It's McDonald's.
Hey, mommy, can I get a cheeseburger? Actually, two cheeseburgers, a McChicken with ranch, no mayo.
Good call.
And a small fry, please.
All right. And then what else?
A small fry.
Small fry, all right. Your total is going to be $5.98 chicken window, sir.
Okay, thanks, Jeans.
So ridiculous. Yeah. It's so funny, man.
Really warms my heart that people are doing this now across the country.
Yeah.
If we get some international hi, mommy. Thanks, Jeans. At the drive-thru, that would be great.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy that. You know that guy that does the what's it called?
So stupid.
Hi,
mommy. Thanks, Jeans.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
By the way, Barry, who makes the barbecue, is dropping off that barbecue tonight.
I know.
Maybe I could bring the police there.
It's a great idea.
Should I go pick it up with the police?
You should, because I think those guys would also want a rib or two.
Yeah.
If you would share the queue. You have permission to share my share with them if you want.
By the way, Barry, I asked you for that video, and you sent a still image. So he did this great call where he did customer service, Barry did, the guy who made that.
Yeah.
And he had the entire conversation with them.
Yeah.
Saying mommy jeans. And I direct messaged him to send it, but he sent a still image.
Oh, Barry.
You didn't attach the video. You attached a still image. It was really funny. So we'll play Barry. It. But you gotta
get it right.
thanks, Jeans. Hi, Mommy. Nobody said anything, and we've been doing this for a while.
No one's ever said a thing.
Yeah. And we've even done it to waitresses face-to-face.
Yeah.
Oh, you used to do it to the sushi waitress.
Yeah.
In Redondo, you would go, thanks, Jeans, when she would take her money. Yeah. And then you would flirt with her. You'd be like, you look beautiful today. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, wow.
My favorite thing was to do that because you were there. That's what made it fun, is that I'm sitting with my wife, and I would just go, thanks, gorgeous. And she was like,
Well, and she didn't speak English. But some guys
really do that, though. She didn't speak good English.
My dad would do that.
Yeah.
My dad does that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he does it in front of other.
It's kind of generational.
Girlfriends?
You know, like.
He would do it with me. He'd be like.
Would he do it when he was with your stepmom?
No, but he would eyeball waitresses.
Hard.
Hardcore. Hard fucking core.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with me, he would just flirt.
Yeah.
It was so gross. Nothing's grosser than watching your dad flirt.
Really?
Except maybe hearing your dad talk about his past girlfriends. Oh my God, you know what was the grossest when your dad was visiting?
Yeah.
And your mom? There, your mom was playing with Ellis and she was on her hands and knees.
Oh, God.
And your dad turns to me and goes, she hasn't been on her hands and knees in a while.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And I go, don't tell your son that. You're going to hurt him.
Thank you.
Scar him.
Thank you. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her hands and knees in a while.
Really?
He loves those.
What would happen if I started flirting?
I don't care.
Waiters, they won't care, right? They think that we're like swingers. If the woman does that, then guys will think I'm a swinger.
Most actually, it's different, the dynamic between men and women.
Yeah.
If you flirt with a guy in front of a guy,
yeah.
Most guys go, I don't want anything to do with this. Most guys.
Yeah.
You know, like some of them will flirt back, but a lot of guys are like, because guys see that as, is this woman trying to provoke this guy that she's with?
Oh, right. So am I going to have to fight?
Yeah, is this going to be a violent encounter?
Sure.
That's how guys think, you know?
Smart.
Yeah. But some women do roll with it on either side. Some women that are with a guy like their man flirting, vice versa.
Yes,
too.
I don't.
I don't flirt.
Whatever.
Whatever. I certainly don't.
No, that's so gross and disrespectful.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I've never been on a date or out with someone and been like, I'm gonna flirt with other girls, you know?
So weird.
No.
Bobby would.
No. I remember one time though, we were on an early date.
You and me?
Yeah. And I forget where we were, but I went to ask, I got up and asked the server something. And when I came back, you went, did you just touch her? And I was like, what? And you thought that I leaned down and touched her.
Her, like her cooch? Stomach, her box
like,
or something?
Like leaned down and
oh,
touched
right.
her. I was like, no. And you're like, oh. I thought you touched her. I was like, what?
You probably did.
No, I didn't.
You're always flirting with all the girls and stuff. Uh-huh. You're flirting with our nanny and stuff.
Let's talk about that.
I know.
So we had to get our, you know, our nanny's this really sweet lady, Guatemalan lady. And we, you know, Christmas is coming. We got to get her a gift. And it's hard to shop for someone like that when you go. Well, because I thought because it gets cool around here at night, you get her like a nice sweatshirt or something. But then you brought a good point up, which is then do they feel the obligation?
Right.
Oh, I have to wear it.
And if it's not her style,
right.
Then she feels obligated to wear it around us. And that sucks.
So we went to the department store yesterday and I got the idea. What about we get her or I get her some panties and a bra?
Yeah.
And but like a crotchless one and holes where the nips are.
Yeah.
And I give it to her and I go, you let me know when you're wearing it. And like, you know, kind of stand over.
No,
her.
I suggested that. I go make sure they're crotchless panties.
Right, but I'm the one
and
that
then,
suggested I'll tell her, like,
yeah.
Tell me when you're wearing these.
You give it to her, yeah.
Yeah.
And you go,
you give me a signal.
Tell me when you're wearing them.
Give me a
and
signal.
Then she'd be like, Miss Christina, Mr. Tom, he tell me to wear the panties.
And I'd be like, don't you tell on me. You give me a signal. And I know what she would do. She would look down and go, I'm wearing them today. I'd be like,
I'm wearing them today.
Yeah. I'm wearing them.
Could you imagine anything more soul crushing for her?
No.
To work in someone's home with her child and then.
Yeah, it would be
you
awful.
You have to wear these panties.
It would be awful. Wear these panties. Some people have done that, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard nightmare stories of nannies flirting with the dad in the family and sleeping with
that,
the family dad. And
that
all that
billionaire
crap.
Guy, I think in West Palm, who turned out to be like a pedophile, but he also had kind of a sex ring running through his home, you know, bring in different girls. And the staff would cry in the interviews. They're like, the staff was mortified because he had a full, you know, yeah. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Cleaning staff. And they'd be so sad to be like, the girl is here to see. But the thing about that is those people need those jobs. So they never.
Yeah.
They can't.
She needs they need the work,
yeah.
Which is why it's even more messed up if you gave
of
her
course.
A sexy gift.
It's so abusive.
Or.
Yeah. We even saw, like, I made the naughty list this year, sure.
Right. Right, or just, so there's that.
It's kind of subtly sexy.
Right, so there's the crotchless panty, which is an
overt
sexual,
yeah.
Or you do the subtly inappropriate yeah. gift, which yeah. is the t-shirt that's like, naughty, not nice,
right.
Or whatever.
I'm on the naughty list.
I'm on the naughty list.
Yeah.
And she's like, man, maybe he didn't understand the words, you know, like.
Or maybe she doesn't. She's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, no, you know what kind of naughty I'm talking about, right?
And she's like so religious and sweet. She would never.
I'm scared today. Speaking of sexy, we saw The Arrival last night. That
oh my God.
That movie, and I don't want to be a spoiler, but first of all, I had the wrong movie in mind. I thought
you're the worst.
I thought it was the Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah, that's not fair because you were like,
I was really excited.
So was I. You go, oh, it's a new Brad Pitt movie. He's in a war.
Yeah, I thought it was that thriller love story.
And
anyways,
so excited for it.
We see The Arrival, Amy Adams.
Yeah.
So what happened? It, by the way, it's really cleverly written. I will say that.
Oh
I don't want to give away the premise totally, but we can set it up a little bit. She is a linguistics professor and spaceships land on Earth
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to communicate. They get her to communicate with the aliens, and upon her first communication with the aliens,
so,
they're like, do you like big dicks?
Right.
That's what they say to her.
Right.
And she's like, what? And then they're like, what's the biggest dick you've ever had?
Right.
And she's like, she like holds up her finger. She's like, I guess like that. And they're like, is that a boyfriend or a one night stand? And then she goes back and she tells the CIA.
Yeah.
And they go, what'd you tell him? And she goes, I don't know. And they go back and tell him you like big dicks. So she runs back and she's like, I like big dicks. And then I don't want to give away where it goes from there, but that's kind of the setup.
Yeah, don't want to. Spoiler alert, we've already given away too much already.
Yeah.
What those aliens want.
Yeah.
Because at first they're like, we like redheads.
Yeah.
Send us the redhead.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my gosh, me? I get to communicate?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And it was kind of neat to see how many dicks there were.
There was a lot.
How many she could handle.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was neat that they addressed that early, because that's been the problem with so many of these space movies, is they don't address
the sexual needs of the humans or the aliens at any point. Like in The Martian. Yeah. I don't know why you're laughing. It's true.
Right. How does he masturbate?
Yeah.
Why hasn't he requested pornography?
Is he going to come again?
Right.
Yeah. All those things. Yeah.
Yes, you figured out food. Yes, you figured out water, air.
Mm-hmm.
But what about masturbating?
Yeah. What about dick touches?
And it's good that the aliens, that's their first order of business.
Yeah.
Is sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because you said Brad Pitt was in it, and so Amy Adams is in it. And I still hadn't figured out that this wasn't the movie that you set me up for.
Sure.
And I was waiting for Brad Pitt to show up.
How far into it were you waiting for him to show up?
30 minutes.
You're like, where's Brad Pitt?
I was still like, I wonder if her partner, the other scientist, is going to be Brad Pitt. And I'm
right.
like, and then it's not him. And I'm all, oh, okay, it's definitely not. This is the wrong movie. And then we both said something like, oh, this is definitely not
this
the same.
Not the movie.
But that's like that slave movie I was watching, 10 Years a Slave.
that one you're not forgiven for. Because I remember the details so much. The movie is 12 Years a Slave. I got back from Hong Kong, right? And on my way there, I think I watched this movie on the flight.
Yeah.
So we're in Florida. We're about to go on that family trip on the cruise.
Yeah.
I'm out of my mind because I have jet lag. You start watching 12 Years a Slave on either you ordered it or it was on HBO or something.
No, not, it was on cable. Yeah. Yeah, I was just in bed.
So I watch the first 15, 20 minutes with you, and there's a scene. And first of all, the title is 12 Years a Slave. There's already, you know, you can put together the type of movie it is. And the scene that I pass out on is the scene where in the very beginning, they're on a riverboat, and a slave tries to stop a white man from raping a girl, and the slave stabs him, kills him, and they throw his body off the back of the riverboat.
Right.
I'm laying next to Christina, and she goes, "Oh my God." And I go, "Just give it a little, give it a little. It gets funnier." Right? Like, I'm thinking that it's registering completely that that's not a true statement. The next morning I get up and she goes, "That movie wasn't funny at all." And I was like, "Yeah, I know." And she goes, "I was waiting the whole time for the comedy to start." And I'm like, "Really? What part of that made you think that there would be funny stuff later?"
Well, I thought maybe that was just like the hard setup. Like, you know how like, you know how Quentin Tarantino movies, like Django Unchained, is a really serious plot, but there's also comedic moments to break up the tension.
Yeah, no.
And it was right around the time that we had seen Django.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, well, maybe this is someone else's attempt at doing like the slave
story. Comedy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Very few people can pull that off.
Yeah.
But I was thinking maybe there's a subversive element to the story, and maybe this will get
funny.
No,
it's all tears in that one.
Gosh,
yeah.
I know. And the wife dies, everybody dies, and he's crying alone. And, and I go, I got to stop watching.
You'll
this
really
stuff.
Feel like shit if you watch 12 Years a Slave. Maybe not as bad as you'll feel about The Arrival, though, because
again,
no giveaway here, but it's a white bummer for sure.
Big white bummer. Now, I don't.
White people love
being upset.
Bummers.
Now, I was thinking about why it is that white people. So let's do some other examples. For instance, the one where Hilary Swank is a fighter. What's that movie called?
Cry. Something Cry?
Cry Babies.
But My Baby Don't Cry No More? Something like that. Boys Don't Cry.
Boys Don't Cry. There's a million of these.
What about The Butterfly? In the whole thing, remember that? And it's like paralysis.
Oh,
and
my God.
There's always like these babysitting retards and like, you know what I mean? All those things.
Here's what white people like. Retarded people.
Yeah.
And death. Cancer.
Cancer's big.
Dying children.
Yeah.
Poverty. And I don't like these fucking white bummer movies. I don't need to see this shit.
So this and this happened, so then we committed suicide together. Yeah. That's a white bummer. I remember
that movie about Marky Mark's in it, and the daughter gets captured by a pedophile and murdered, and then it's about her being a ghost from the other fucking
side. That was
the
Clint Eastwood one.
It was a good movie.
Oh,
No, it's not Clint Eastwood.
I'm thinking of the river.
It's based on a book.
Yeah, The Mystic River. That's
fuck's
sake. That's a good movie, but it's still a white bummer.
Yeah,
you know.
And I call it white bummers because the awards academy, they love throwing awards at these movies.
At white bummers.
And then white people love it.
Shouldn't they go and change the category to white bummer of the year?
Yeah.
Like, here's the movie that the most white people felt best about being bummed out about this year.
Yes. And Amy Adams,
because my cousin loves white bummers. Like, whenever it's, you know, the trailer is she lost her legs and then she had cancer.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to fucking see it.
Her daughter died. He's like, "You want to go see that?" And I'm like, no, not at all. That looks horrible.
Do you know why?
And he feels enriched by it. The more depressing the storyline, the better he feels about it.
You know who likes white bummers?
Who?
Show business people.
Yeah.
White people who have never had real suffering or hardship in their lives are like, "Let's go watch this so I can access feelings I can't normally
get to."
There's
enough bummers.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Life is hard enough. I don't want to fucking get bummed out at the movies.
I was driving last week and I heard on the radio. So imagine, I'm not seeing anything. Driving, I hear about this kid dying.
Oh my God.
He's 5 years old.
Oh no.
And I start crying in the car.
Yeah.
I have to change the station and I just sit there and cry for a while.
But you liked it, right? Like, that was the best part.
It was horrible. It fucked up my day. He died in Santa Claus's arms, right? It was a sick kid.
My
it was
God.
A make-a-wish thing. No, that's what I'm saying though. That 30 seconds of that, you know, bum me out for the rest of the day.
Well, they're going to make a movie out of it.
I don't want to see that movie. I don't want to see that movie. I couldn't handle a news blurb about it.
Yeah, you know? Meryl Streep's going to play Santa.
Santa Claus is black, first of all. Yeah. I've always believed that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why? But why do you think so? Why do you think he's black?
Just these kids in Florida convinced me when I was in high school.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why?
They're like, of course he's like he. They were black, and they just told me, you know, he's got a lot of swag. And he takes care of shit.
True.
And he knows how to move.
True.
And he knows how to, like, you know, get down that chimney even in a difficult way. Like, I don't know. And then they just told me, and I just believed it.
Okay.
So I've never prescribed to the notion that Santa Claus isn't black.
He could be.
I think it's got to be weird. You know, when we were walking, I never thought about it until we had a kid. We were at the mall. Picking up my MacBook.
The worst place on earth right now.
That was horrible. The wrong mall, too. Forget about
drinking
that
drinking water. I'm so hydrated.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were sitting there, and I saw the Sandy Claus line.
Yeah.
And I saw all these
non-binaries.
White people.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wonder for them, with their children, if it's weird to go sit on a white guy's lap.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I would think that if I were them, I'd be like, no, let's go get a fucking Chinese Santa.
Right. Why no Asian Santa? Why no black Santa?
Definitely.
Latino. Especially in Southern California, there should be a Latino Santa.
I really do think that.
Now, here's my one reason maybe Santa is white.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Okay.
It comes from a European tradition. St. Nicholas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, St. Nicholas, at least in Hungary, St. Nicholas, you know, it's a German stuff. That Nordic tradition is where St. Nicholas comes from, who brings the gifts.
I would say. Sometimes you're good.
Now there's a Krampus.
Yeah.
In Austria, that's a black Santa. There is a black Santa. Remember in Amsterdam? No. Bert bought me, it's the black Santa.
Yeah.
It's a chocolate, and it came back, and it was a black Santa. It's an evil guy who goes and hits the children. Remember I told you my dad growing up.
You told me about the witch.
The devil goes around the village, and if you are bad, you get whipped with branches. And they do that in Germany and Austria too. And he's a black guy. So that's racist as shit, obviously. But well, you've only drank once a day. Of course you gotta make a big deal out of it. I've already cleared.
You're the water champ.
Thank you.
You've been the water champ for as long as I've known you.
Thank you.
What?
I mean, I've never even seen anybody try to fuck with you or try to take that title. They don't even talk about it. And now it's just...
I remember the first time I met you.
My God.
It was in Phoenix. It was on this, like, the stand-up tour. And you came up to me after my set. And Joe, you go, I've never seen someone drink so much water.
Oh, my God.
During such a short set. And I was like, wow. I felt connected to you that you... Like, that's what you saw.
Well, I recognize this is unusual. Yeah. You just kept drinking, and no one said a word. It was almost like if you drank one more bottle of water, someone would have had to say something.
Yeah.
Like, you were pounding the water, but you got to the point where, I don't want to show off, and you put the water down. But you let them know. Like, you're not fucking around.
Yeah.
Did you, like, set out to be the water champ, or is this something that just happened? Did you realize you have a talent?
It's like a calling.
Joe. Yeah.
It's like, did the guy set out to be the fucking, I don't know, the yo-yo champ, you know? You know, on that 6 a.m. flight, I'll be walking through the airport like, dude, just don't fucking drink for the next hour so you can sleep on the flight.
But you don't do it.
Usually I can't. My overwhelming urge to consume more water takes over.
But it's a competitive thing, too, right? It's also you're putting down numbers.
Man.
Like, you share these online with people?
Sometimes people will ask, like, how many, you know, like, what's your record? And I know for these in a day, it's somewhere in the 50s.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
How did you, I can't believe you had Joe lie.
I didn't have Joe lie. He brought it up. I didn't say anything to him.
This is coercion.
No, it's not.
I'm going to do some investigating and we'll see what happens.
You'll see. And I know that, like, gallon wise, it's just over 3. Yeah. It's a lot of water.
But when someone brings up, you know, dude, I know this guy drinks a lot of water. I go, shut the fuck up. That's what I said. I go, shut the fuck up. I go, just stop talking about your fucking shitty friend and his shitty water consumption.
Yeah.
I know the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, my friend, he downs like fucking 15 bottles of water a day, bro. Yeah. Yo, Tommy Ted, he might drink 1,000 in a day.
Yeah. It's true.
He just drinks water and pees. He drinks water and pees at the same time.
Dude.
Like, sometimes he's peeing while he's drinking. Like, you don't understand.
It's so true. And I feel like I should get a Let's Go Water Champ shirt.
Yeah. And on that note, let's go, water champ.
Unbelievable. You listen, I don't know how you got Joe to participate in this propaganda machine.
He just did it.
You must have coerced him or bribed him somehow.
Well, look,
Joe, I forgive you. I know that you don't know all the facts. You only know one side of this story. I'm empty because I've already drank mine. Such bullshit.
I will give you this, though.
Uh-huh.
I have to be honest with you. Cristina is the water champion, but Tommy is the poster champion. Look at those shoulders. Good job, Tommy.
She's right.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I have horrible posture. I don't care.
It's all right.
I can't believe you talked Joe into lying like that.
I didn't.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to talk to him.
You ready for this? You know what that means, right? That's our new, it's time to do dates. Ready? Thanks for drinking my water. It's fucking rude as shit.
You aren't going to drink it anyways, right. Don't worry.
Right. Jeans.
Oh, I have dates. Go ahead.
There's some big stuff I got to announce. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Of course, everybody knows that I'll be in Orlando for the last week of the month doing New Year's at the Orlando Improv. Then after that, I go to Can's Ass Shitty, and that starts off the new year. But what I really wanted to tell you guys are the places that are in danger, that's the word I'm looking for, in danger of not getting tickets anymore. Number one is Atlanta. There's single-digit tickets left. They're only singles, meaning you can't buy two tickets together. So that's done, and we're not adding a second show. Atlanta, I love you. If you're coming, you got them, you're in. Otherwise, you're probably going to miss out. That is going to be January 21st. Just let you know. Mommyapolis, the third show. It's filling up quick. Make sure you scoop those tickets. That is the 29th of January. Let's see. Chicago, the second show is over half sold. DC, Saturday is sold out. Friday late is almost sold out. That is in March. But again, if you don't get them now, I'm just letting you know, you might totally miss out. Boston, massive huge tits.
That's good.
We added a third show at the Wilbur. That'll be it. We won't add more. That's going to be it. Those go on sale Friday. If you're listening Friday, they're going on sale. And Vancouver, British Columbia, that is nearly sold out. I don't know if we're adding there. So if you want to get your tickets, make sure you do. Portland, Oregon, we sold out in April. So we added a second show. Make sure you scoop them before they're gone. We can only do two in Portland, Oregon. So there will be no added third show there. Jeans, go ahead.
Don't forget February 12th.
Oh my God, yeah.
Irvine Improve. We're doing Your Mom's House Live February 12th, 7 p.m. show. Get your tickets already. Hurry
Absolutely.
Up.
That's going to be the first time we do a venue of that size for the podcast, you know? And we're really excited. If you guys can come out, we really, really do appreciate it.
Also, I'm May 4th and 5th at Stand Up Live in Fartniks, Arizona. May 19th through 20th, New York Shitty at the Gotham Comedy Club. June 16th and 17th, I'm in Man Frandisco at the Punchline Comedy Club. So that's what 2017's doing. It's starting.
Yeah.
It's starting. Aww.
You good there?
I'm good, but February 12th, guys. Get your tickets now.
That's the big one. I love doing it live. Live, it is like this mashup of the show,
yeah,
the audio, and it's like we're doing a weird version of stand-up because we're playing to a live crowd.
Yeah, and you know, you'd like to take a shit live, you fart, you spread your butt cheeks.
Yeah,
know
you do.
Boss.
So again, if
white bummers,
don't forget, if you want to see Christina,
go to ThousandRanch.com and buy some tickets to see those big, mushy purples.
There you go.
Mushy purples.
That's Top Dog giving
you
the plug.
He really enunciates mushy purples.
Mm-hmm.
mushy.
It was fun to have mushy, them do reads.
Now, is it
Tommy, would you marry your dad?
Tommy, would you marry your dad?
Would you marry your dad?
Tommy, would you marry your dad?
Would you?
I'm Charo, I'm Polly, I'm Bi, and you can call me Zer.
There you go.
Who would you marry, your mom or your dad?
I think I'd marry my dad.
Yeah, he's much easier.
Yeah, it's really something.
If you have never burped and fart at the same time, can you even say that you live? I honor you, the double pipe classic.
That's disgusting. It's so funny. She's sitting right where you are. My dad, in the middle of it's like, I know he's not doing what we do, but clearly you realize we're recording audio.
Yeah.
He gets up, walks out, opens the door, gets other people, brings. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. Oh, I wanted to get them in here. I'm like, don't you see that we're recording? Yeah. I'm like, well, don't you think that'll screw up the audio of it? Huh? Nothing.
He's just excited because it's a showbiz thing. He likes to be in showbiz.
Do you want to hear Charles?
Yes. Reeves? I want to hear all of them. We had a really good time, Charles.
That was a good trip.
It was
you
so fun.
You never know with the folks, man. I think everyone feels like that, right? You're like, oh, man.
Yes, because you don't know. I think it's easier if it's just the three of us without any sister interference, honestly.
Yeah. Well, also, there's a nice buffer with having a child.
That's the best part.
When you have a kid, it changes the dynamic. It
changes everything.
It's no longer about you.
The kids, two dogs to distract.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. All right. Here's Charo. Let me see. I should do it this way.
The original mommy.
What's up, little mommies? This is Charo. I'm not just glazing.
Glassing, excuse me.
I wasn't glazing.
Say the whole thing again.
Can I see what I'm saying?
But just keep going.
See, the whole idea there is that I wrote line reads for them.
Yes.
But especially with her, you just want her to go ahead and read.
Yeah.
Know how, what is this? You know.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want her to think too much.
Right.
Just glass.
Just glass.
Can I start again?
Start again, yeah.
Okay. What's up, little mommies? This is Char and I'm just glazing.
Glassing.
Start again.
Good.
What's up, little mommies?
Yeah.
This is Char and I'm just glassing. Mm-hmm. Spark one up and pass it around because I want to kiss the sky. I'm Charo. I'm Polly and I'm B and you can call me Zer.
It's Polly and Bi.
That's okay. We'll leave it.
Polly and Bi.
Okay. So again?
I'm Polly and I'm B.
I'm Charo. I'm Polly. I'm Bi and you can call me Zer.
Sir.
It's good for her, right?
So good.
Zer.
I don't have time for non-binolura bullshit.
Non-binary, she was supposed to say.
Right.
She said binolura.
You are a guy or a girl, and both, or you can kiss my ass. I don't talk like that.
That's for the show.
I have to be honest with you. Christina is the water champion, but Tommy is the poster champion. Look at those shoulders. Good job, Tommy.
That's hilarious.
Poster.
If you have never burped, I know.
Please.
It's
my show.
Come on, Tommy. If you have never burped or fart at the same time, because you even say that you have lived, I honor you, the double pipe classic.
Can you even say that you've ever lived?
I hate Tommy. Okay.
She's so disgusted with this.
If you have never burped and fart at the same time, can you even say that you live? I honor you, the double pipe classic.
I honor you?
I honor you.
Yeah, I honor you, the double pipe
classic. She's like, that's disgusting.
Go to tomsegura.com and click on the store. I get some of the new shit. DJ.Sandmouth.
Sandmouth.
The water champ. Just glassing. All that shit is fire, dog. I can't believe what I'm saying.
See, she doesn't realize it till afterwards. That's the key to it.
Just get her to
she
talk.
She reads it, and then she's like, wait, what did I just say?
That's the best part, though.
She also doesn't know slang. She doesn't know.
Wait, remember when we went out to dinner the first night they were here?
Yeah.
And I was talking.
And she wore her tracksuit.
Which I admire, actually. Yes, I really have. We share a fashion sense.
It's funny to see her in it, though, because people are like, you're an athlete.
But remember when we were at dinner and I was talking to your dad about his Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And she was getting so upset.
She doesn't like it.
And so disgusted.
Yeah.
But you were saying the key is to act genuinely interested.
That's the key. The more that you're like, oh, that's neat. She's like, please. Like, she gets bothered by the fact that you're having a real conversation about it.
About shitting.
Because if you're joking, part of her is like, oh, well, this is a joke. Yes. But if you're serious, yeah. It bothers her more.
Because yeah. What was I asking your dad? I forget how I got away with it. Because we did a long conversation. Yeah.
I forget. But you did it real sincere.
Right.
I was like, top dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then remember the
because he will answer very sincerely. Very seriously, yeah. And that bothers her more. He's like, well, you know, the thing is when you shit and it's there, you got to really clean it.
Well, because he goes, today was a travel day.
Oh, yeah.
Messes it all up.
Yeah. Shits yep. everywhere. Yep. She's like, please. Yeah. She
gets more. Wait, well, remember when the waitress came to the table?
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I didn't tell you who died. And she started laughing so hard.
The waitress heard him.
Who I didn't think had a personality.
No.
Because that's our second time having her.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, I didn't tell you who died. That's what he said. I didn't tell you who died. And she goes,
because yeah. Your dad loves talking about shit and death.
Yeah. Those he goes, my cousin. Theory. He said it with a smile. He was real happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Oh.
I remember one time my friend said, would you marry your son? And I said, no, because that's not my son.
That's not my son.
What?
No, it's... I remember one time my friend said, would you marry your son? And I said, no, because that's my son.
Oh, okay. I remember one time my friend said, would you marry your son? And I said, no. Because that's my son.
Because we're, of course, playing off of the...
Yeah, I was like, would you ever date your mom?
And he's like, I really would.
I really would.
I love Method Man, but God's face is still my man. That's what's up. No shit. Don't forget to go to your mom's house podcast.com and it's rare. Shrub.
Wait, just wait.
I think she had a stroke.
I don't know what was going on there with that.
Slurp.
Slurp. Slurp. Wait, I love that he does this and yeah, there's my dad.
Shrub.
Wait, just wait, because
he's.
I love that he does this as we're recording.
In and out.
Yeah, is he leaving it open?
Yeah.
Dad!
Just walks out.
What is wrong with him?
He probably needs to pee badly.
He probably needs to pee badly. Then
because what do I say? Don't forget to go to your mom's house podcast.com and shop through
the Amazon banner.
But it doesn't say to Amazon through the
second page. That's why.
Oh.
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 He's really like coaching a really old person.
I know.
No, come and get they're all coming. Why are they coming here? I wanted Jeanette to see mom.
See, he was excited.
We're recording right now. Oh.
Oh, you see that? Nothing. Nothing registered. Mm. Hey, we're recording right now. Oh.
Don't forget to go to your mom's house podcast.com.
Doesn't even say it.
Don't forget to go to your mom's house podcast.com and shop through the Amazon banner. Every time you buy some shit, you are helping the show. Mm-hmm. Buy some shit on our store and give it to the nigger in need.
Give us a what?
I don't know.
Try it again. Read it again.
There's Jeanette.
Yeah.
Buy some shit on our store and give it to the nigger in need.
I don't know why.
Excuse me.
What?
There's no the. Why are you saying the? Give it to us.
Ah, to eh. Okay. Buy some shit in our store and give it to a nigger in it.
Whoa.
Carajo, what am I saying?
She doesn't understand what she's saying.
Okay, go to the next one.
Realize that everybody in the room knows
go
what she's saying except her.
Jira.com and get tickets to see Tom perform live. Maybe after the show you can click his butthole.
Click his butthole?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, lick, yeah.
You can. I'm not going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, say the one before. You skipped one.
Lick his butt, huh?
What?
You skipped one.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Go to thethousandranch.com and get tickets to see Christina perform live. She bring both of her tits.
It's pretty good.
No fuck boys allowed. I can't talk like this.
Yeah.
Why don't you put your fire to do this
you
stuff?
Do
some
ones too. No fuck. I don't use that word.
I know, but it's great. That's
no F boys allowed.
Come on.
You have to say fuck boy.
No fuck boys alone. Hey, Hitler. Did you like YouTube?
What? Hey, Hitler, do you like YouTube?
I love stamps.
I got some promo stuff.
There you go.
Seesaw? What is seesaw? What is that? Tommy, would you marry your mom? Tommy. Gave me a movement watch. Please, Tommy.
Some ad stuff.
Yeah. My preferred pronoun is the original mommy.
Oh,
there you go.
She is the original.
Just glassing.
What is glassing?
Say it into the mic.
What is glassing?
Glassing is like, it's either looking through binoculars or just chilling, like just hanging out.
Can you also say that I don't use the F word, please?
You want me to say that?
Yeah, say that I don't use the airport.
Okay.
It's uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay. But I love you.
I love you too. You did a great job. Really a great job. You know what really bummed me out?
Can I get paid for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love
she,
you.
I'll have Dad do some too, okay?
You should.
She I recorded her, then I recorded him, and a total fucking amateur move. I stop recording, start doing shit. You know, then they start talking and I come in a little late, but he's telling her the Orlando airport story. No, but I get part of it, but then I stop again. And now I'm like, okay, we're done. She's sitting on the couch behind you and she has a 20 second fart.
No.
And I miss it.
And you know what? If we had the fart mic, we would have heard it.
Or just here's the lesson, by the way, if you're ever seated here.
Yeah.
And someone like that, somebody
in the room, just leave the mics on.
You just leave them recording
yeah.
the entire time. It was so, I was so bummed
so
out
upsetting.
About it. Cause Top Dog, it's just in the middle, like I'm done. I'm just trying to, you know, clean up these files or whatever. And then I just turn
as
up that mic.
I could. I had to throw my underwear away cause it got into
telling
my underwear.
Mom.
I couldn't wear it. And some of it got into my trousers here, okay?
Mm.
So I had to get on the plane and fly with a little...
Oh, my
God. He had caca on his pants.
Yeah.
Also, that was the funniest story.
No, nothing I could do. Either that or go home.
He had caca, but he had to sit on the plane with caca on the pants. So.
I don't.
Yeah.
It wasn't real good for the person that sat in there after me.
Imagine you sit after that, you're sitting in his shit.
Can you have some class in your show?
There is class.
Caca, fart, shit, F.
There's a lot of songs about Dad, you know that? A lot. People make songs about him.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Holy shit, that was
so nice. Same as in your show.
Oh, that was so funny to hear her get mad. It's my new favorite.
It
too.
Is fun, right?
Really fun. You guys are disgusting. She gets so mad at us when we talk about it. We talked about farting, shitting, peeing so much. You know what your dad really liked?
What?
Is when we talked about how we yellow on each other's yellow.
Yeah. He goes, I like to let my pee sit there too. And then my mom's like, he'll pee like five times and not flush. And we were real proud about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tom and I do.
You
want
to hear his line reads?
Yeah.
I got him to do some too.
Oh my God.
So you read these lines. I should do it this
Your
way.
Mom had a bout of diarrhea. So that may be why she had a 20-second fart.
Yeah.
She had diarrhea.
That's true. It was such a big fart, though.
Yeah. I'm so upset. We missed
it. There's something funny. Okay. Top Dog line reads.
Did you hear that?
Supposed to read the title.
Yeah. Total dad jokes.
He's such like his a dad jokes. Boner. Yeah.
So the top of the page that I hand him says Top Dog line reads.
Right.
Something funny. Okay. Top Dog line reads. I couldn't help it, Tommy. You know, I love my my own stuff. Man. This is Top Dog, and I just farted. It smells bad, but at least I know what's coming. There's no feeling like killing the enemy. Well, there's keeping the lady alive for a week in my basement and burying her in a field. But still, the enemy is the enemy.
That's good.
I remember when I farted and burped at the same time, like remember my first kiss. Actually, it all happened on the same day.
He's laughing through his lines.
That's what
a lot of people burp, then fart, or fart, then burp. But when you do them at the same time, that's magic. That is a double pipe classic.
Nice.
It's good.
Go to TomSegura.com and click on the store. Buy stuff from my buddy. Tommy, would you marry your dad? I'm just glassing. Glass, glass, glass all day. Go to ThousandRanch.com and buy some tickets to see those big, mushy purples. I have a big announcement. I'm Polly. I'm bi, and I'm marrying a squirrel. Would you like to come to the wedding? Go to the Orlando Airport, Terminal B, Gate 55, men's room, third stall on the left. That's where I left my trousers.
See, now the reason that Charo's laughing is she thinks that it's a made-up bit.
Right.
And that's why afterwards she goes, I thought it was a funny story. I didn't realize.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. So yeah. That's why you're seeing the laughter is because, oh, this is made up. But when she's horrified later, or what I played earlier, it's because she realizes it's true.
I need you to do the Tommy, would you marry your dad line again?
Okay.
And that one you just did again, okay?
Tommy, would you marry your dad?
He sounds so serious. That's my favorite part.
That's why it's funny,
Tommy.
Because he's bad at acting,
yeah,
which is
terrible.
Why it's so funny.
Yeah.
But he's too eager. Like your mom, her reluctance is what makes her hilarious. Your dad wants to be in showbiz,
yeah.
And that's why it's like different. It's different. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's just different.
No, that's but, you nailed the analysis of why one works better.
Yeah, comedically.
Yes.
But his reads are so flat that it's funny.
But that one actually, that's the one, the reason that's the funniest is because I think he delivers that line the best.
Right.
Because to him,
would you marry your dad?
He doesn't know why that's funny. And that's why it's funny. Because he's reading it sincerely.
Right.
Tommy, would you marry your dad? He's saying it like it's a real thing to ask me. You know?
That's good. They did great.
That one you just did again, okay?
Tommy, would you marry your dad? Go to the Lando Airport.
Go to Lando Airport.
Okay. Go to the Orlando Airport.
Tommy.
Terminal B, Gate 55, men's room, third stall on the left. That's where I left my trousers. I'm the fart master. I fart, I shit, and I teach. I love stamps. All this good, buddy?
I love stamps.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he wants to be an actor.
Yeah. But I like it. He's the best when he's not trying hard. He's the best when he's sincere.
But that's so hard for him to do.
Right.
That's why the phone calls. I used to call my dad and go, I'm going to call you in 10 minutes.
For the show.
For my show.
Right.
And if you listen to the old phone calls, not early, but once he realized people were listening.
Yeah.
And I told him, like, oh, all these people were listening and they liked to call with you. Then there was a period where he was like, oh, and he would like be all prepped. And that's when I started to call him from a different line.
Yeah.
So that he would just answer. I go, oh, hey, Dad. Oh, what's up, buddy?
Yeah.
So when you hear him answer like that, basically the last few years, it's because he just thinks I'm calling to say hi.
Yeah. It's definitely more natural for him.
You got to catch him off guard. You got to catch him off guard.
These chairs are so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're
good. I'm just trying to get comfortable.
I know, man.
Ugh.
I know.
He did a really good job. They both did a really great job.
You should have it available.
All the time.
And yet somehow you guys don't ever have it available when somebody comes in to order something.
Yeah,
But you should have it available. That's the fucking problem. Why don't you have it available?
Wow, that's funny.
What does she want?
I don't know what she wants.
Make it before you fucking get on ship.
But where will you get the meatball? We don't have it back there. Also, we don't
then
have
get it. If it's actually on your menu up there, then take it off the menu. Please then, put a sign up there that says it's not available.
Wow. That's, I think we have two Subway people.
Oh.
Yeah, because let's see. This one says, sounds like Maria went to Subway. She's losing her shit. And then there, I swear there's another one. There's another one.
She's got hungry butt.
She does.
Her butt's all hungry.
Wow. There's multiple. Let me see if there's another Subway. I feel like there's another Subway.
Why are you, dude, you're freaking out at the Subway employees? Like, dude, you're not the Four Seasons. Relax.
I know, right?
God, people get so mad about that shit.
Poor person just is working at Subway.
Yeah. Yeah. Just trying not to throw up every day smelling that shit.
This is also Subway.
I don't like Subway anymore.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm spending money. You gonna give me what I asked for. That's right. I'm special to you. I'm special to you. Italian baby.
God.
American cheese. Yes, ma'am. Now you're ignorant bitch. Your mama the bitch. You faggot ass fag. Now you can come outside and we can get it. Because I'm a real nigga.
Whoa.
Jeez.
You know when someone's voice trembles too? It's so much rage.
She's mad.
Oh yeah, adrenaline just.
Something else is going on in her life.
Bitch ass nigga, that's what you are. Mm. Come on outside since I'm an ignorant bitch. Come on outside since I'm an ignorant bitch. Dumb like your mama for having your ass. She should have swallowed your punk ass. She should have swallowed your punk ass.
It's Carla.
Whoa. 24/7.
Lettuce.
You can take some of that lettuce.
She goes right back
tomato,
in
tomato, salt, and pepper. Yes, ma'am. I wanted them all in the oven.
Hilarious.
Fuck, man.
Isn't Subway like the nastiest? Now when you look at it, I used to eat that shit on the road, and it's so fake. Like, the meat is totally processed.
It's not good, man. It's not good.
Everything
sucks.
Even the lettuce is frozen. Sometimes it'll have, like, ice on it.
I think, though, when you're doing fast food options,
it's the better.
It's the one at the top.
Dude, I mean, yeah, we've all driven through nowhere and been like, all right, dude, at least I can get spinach and avocado on some shit, you know?
She's fucking heated, man.
And on my other sandwiches, because I was having four. Fuck you! These my grandkids, bitch! You need to stop talking to me while I'm talking to her, while you being an unprofessional bitch-ass nigga. Because I don't give no fuck about your job at Subway. And I'm going to show you that tomorrow.
Okay. Wow.
But when y'all close, I'll see your punk ass when you get off.
Oh.
I'll see your bitch ass when you get off. I will. I'm going to see how the motherfucking same attitude. You had the same attitude.
Is that a kid with her?
Yeah, to bring your grandkid. Punk ass outside. Same thing you just put on everything else. That's too much lettuce.
She's able to go back and forth, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of the impressive part.
Yeah. Right. She didn't lose her cool that much.
Fucking nothing ass nigga. Subway working ass bitch.
Damn.
Come on outside.
Wow, he's calling her a bitch too.
Come your punk ass outside.
All the kids are with her.
To call my motherfucking husband while you talking shit so he can come and dust your punk ass up. You right. You right. Can I, one of y'all, please, let me bring your punk ass out here. Your mama the dumb black bitch. Like I said, that hoe should have swallowed your punk ass.
Whoa. It's so intense.
Yikes.
And then she's going to be like, mayo.
She should have swallowed your faggot ass. You dick sucking ass fag.
Don't talk to her.
What's the secret? Okay. Take some of that lettuce off.
Wow.
Because I wasn't saying all I asked you was all Italian. I ain't say nothing else. To make your job smooth, I said all sandwiches was. I'm a straight ignorant bitch. Bring your punk ass out here. I'm talking like your mama. I'm talking like your mama.
All right, enough of that.
Well, let's go back to Maria at
getting
Subway.
Getting anxiety.
I know. Maria at Subway is a little more, you know.
I bought a double frappuccino with extra cream.
She's like, you should have had it available then. It shouldn't. Why is it unavailable?
I like white people rage over silly things more.
Over silly things? Over black people rage?
Well, yeah. White people getting mad about, like.
Make
Why isn't that there?
Get on ship.
But when we will get the meatball, we don't have it back there also. We don't
then
have
get it. If it's
I like it, everyone looking at each other.
Then take it off the menu. But it's going up there that says it's not available.
What do you think she's
so
asking
mad.
For?
I don't know. But why was the other lady yelling? Like, I don't know what started that fight. I don't know if she's mad at a menu. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because somebody started after... It started after the altercation began, you know?
Yeah, see, I don't know what the other lady's mad at. I know that this lady's mad at something stupid. A menu.
You don't understand, Ashley. You're just trying to, like, calm me down and be like, oh, by the way, blah, blah. It's not what I want. That's not what I want. What I want you to do is... If something's on your fucking menu, then make it available.
Okay.
It is. She does have that.
Mega available.
Upspeak at the top.
Yes.
Mega available.
Then you get mega available.
If it's not available, then it's going to be on the menu. It's a total white chick thing.
Available. Oh, yeah. This is the white people get mad about shit that does not matter.
Yeah.
They're entitled to everything.
I moved in upstairs 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
And yeah. 6 years, you have done the same fucking thing for 6 years.
So then you know that.
Wow.
But if you know that, then don't expect it to be different. That's on you, dummy.
One thing that I notice in both subway scenarios,
yeah,
everybody minds their fucking business.
Yeah.
No one gets involved.
Yeah. Well, who's going to school this woman?
I know, but it's just funny. It's,
this guy is like, I'm not even looking at this woman. I'm tuning this out.
Listen,
crazy person.
Okay. Well, what's really bothering her? It's not that there's something not on the subway menu.
You know, her husband and her fought this morning.
Yeah.
Or she didn't get what she wanted somewhere else.
Yeah.
It ain't about the subway, folks. It never is. It's never about the sandwich.
It's never about whether they have Parmesan cheese.
No. If you're happy, none of this shit bothers you.
It's a special thing, right?
It's not a special thing.
No, hold on. Signature sub. Meatball marinara. Tell me about it.
Tell me about it.
I don't have it in the sub.
Jesus, the poor guy.
Signature sub. I don't have it, please.
Get a fucking meatball sub.
I don't have it.
Tell your fucking head office to fucking make it.
Tell who?
The head office.
Oh, tell your head office to make it? I thought she was saying something really different.
I don't know what you heard.
I like this guy.
He's like, what?
Fucking get it! Tell your fucking head office to fucking make it.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to be an asshole to you. I get it. I get your fucking life. I fucking get it.
She's losing her mind.
That's fucking bullshit.
God. Over what? Over, like, there's no bread left for the sandwich you want?
So crazy. Go to another Subway. Have you considered that?
She's lived upstairs for 6 years. That's what she said.
Go to another one. Call ahead.
Yeah.
Don't eat at Subway. How about that? Just eat somewhere else.
This guy reminds me of you, by the way. Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit.
Go in there and cover it up.
No.
There's cat litter.
God.
He's dry heaving. He's not puking.
You're lying.
He's dry heaving.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
He can't handle it.
No, I don't like this. Why are you doing this?
It's done. That guy has a burp body, too. Did you see it? He had that big old burp body. Why are you upset?
Because you know I don't like the barf and the dry heaving.
Fat.
Yeah. It was, he just couldn't handle it. Some people just can't handle it. I felt like that during some diaper changes before.
Oh, yeah.
But it's fat.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good job, kid.
But it's fat.
That's true. I'm going to see Bart.
When?
Tomorrow.
Where?
At the show. We're both doing the Laugh Factory.
He's going to be super bummed because you're so much skinnier than he is.
I know. By the way, we didn't hear back from Fred, the
Glasson.
Hunter. Glasson.
Mm-hmm.
But we got this video of him slapping a bear.
Cool.
That's going through a trash can. He gets so excited. And there's also toilets in his yard. You want to see? It's really amazing.
What is wrong with humanity?
I don't know. What is going on? God damn it. I love that this is a brand new pooter.
Oh my God. See? There you are.
There's life prepares on the dumpster. Let's try and sneak over and pop him in the butt.
So this is like his idea of a lot of fun, right?
I wouldn't fuck with a bear.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Fred.
Bob, you run on the butt.
That's Fred. Look at those toilets.
Did you hear it?
I got it.
That was awesome. How many people have counted coup on a bear?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
He's crazy.
And there's toilets in his backyard.
Yeah. And by the way, he's in Colorado. That's where he's from.
Sure. Not originally. The toilets are...
I'm counting coup on bears in Colorado in my backyard. Gotta love it.
There's two toilets in his backyard. By the way, is Fred my dad? Because he would be that excited about that, too.
The high five really solidifies his position as a dad boner.
Yeah.
High fiving is just the lamest.
Yeah, yeah. He really... My dad loves high fives, too.
Of course. All dad boners, that's real what they dads. Do. Real dads.
Real dads, dads only. Yeah, it's a real dad noise. Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Real dads only.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Real moms don't approve of bad behavior like that.
No.
Real moms, they shake their heads. They go...
By the way, Bart and I, we weigh in 2 weeks.
Well, you're already ahead of the curb.
I know.
You're so ahead of the curb. He's got no chance. None.
I got a text from this buddy of mine in Florida who was at the radio station that Bert did on Thursday. And he goes, I think you're going to win.
Yeah.
And I go, why? He goes, I just watched him drink six drinks this morning at radio. He had three breakfast sandwiches and two burritos.
No, he's done.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, Jeans, how you doing? Can I get a grilled steak soft taco supreme?
Just audio.
Bold.
A steak quesarito. And hey, Hitler, what did you want? You wanted cheese roll up? And yeah, can I get in four cheese roll ups?
Okay.
And that'll do it.
Everything
yep.
Hey, the sandwich.
All right, thanks, mommy.
That's Dave.
That's really good. I like the "Hey Hitler" he threw in there.
That was really unexpected.
Hey Hitler, what did you want? That's good work.
Very, very unexpected. Thank you, Hitler.
Hey Jeans, thank you, mommy.
Hey mommy, it's me, Jeans. Hey Jeans.
Hi mommy, it's your Jeans. Hey mommy, it's your Jeans.
Yeah, I know.
You're the water champ.
Thank you.
You've been the water champ for as long as I've known you.
Thank you.
Infuriating.
Yeah, actually, you have to admit something though.
No.
This past week.
No.
Dude, you've seen me taking that big plastic one up
after
my workouts. Just
what
down.
Are you talking about? You're blatantly lying. What no. plastic ones? The what big, are you talking about?
The big water tumbler. I've been drinking that.
Oh, you know what? I saw the water tumbler because I saw that it was upstairs in the bedroom and it was full. And then I saw it full. And then I brought it down because it was full.
I probably had 5 gallons of water.
Oh my God. You lie.
No, I don't.
So much.
I've been drinking...
I don't want to hear
so much
it. I don't
more water than you.
Oh my fucking God.
It's
dude.
True.
You it's don't even...
I was actually stopped and I was like, man, I was just impressed with myself. I had to stop and go like, you're the fucking man.
Enough. I don't want to hear you.
That's true.
Your lies.
That's true. Very true.
I really want Korean food. I am dying. For food.
Well, it's not going to happen. So
it's going to happen. I'm going to go alone.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
After Patreon.
Yes.
Put that shit down.
Yes.
Patreon. Put that shit down.
After.
We're doing, oh, cool. Somebody sent
just
in.
Just glassing.
Glassing.
Glass.
Glassing. Somebody said, let's see. Bert is fat. Hey, mommy, just want to submit some more proof of who the number one water champion is.
Oh, stop.
As if we need more proof. Tuesday's show at the Ice House was great. Obviously, a result of superior hydration. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Jeans. This email came in. And look what they circled.
That's one photoshopped.
After the show.
It's a photoshopped.
Somebody.
It's at after the show. It's daylight out. How is that after?
Because they have lights on outside.
Wow. Wow, those are really good.
Yeah.
That's not.
So anyways.
So first of all, good job, that's Tommy. A photoshopped bottle. Sure, sure. Thank you for submitting your art.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Look how thin your beard was.
Did you have an email you wanted to read?
No.
Okay. New fart smell. Hey, mommies, I moved in with my fiance a little over a year ago, and now my farts and brown smell like his. We are currently working opposite shifts and aren't even eating the same foods. I'm very scared that I have lost my fart and brown identity. What do I do? Lots of love, Hannah. I think you should take that one, Jeans.
First of all, really interesting problem.
Yeah, real issue there. Life-changing issue.
I mean, look, on occasion, my farts have smelled like Tom's, but that's because we've eaten similarly. Now, here's the real question. Do your browns smell alike?
Yeah.
And I doubt that because men's brown tends to smell more pungent than woman's brown. So I wouldn't stress too much about
the
farts.
She said fart and brown.
Oh, wow.
And brown.
Oh, wow. And you're not eating the same thing? I find that hard to believe. You're sharing a home. It could be bacteria in the house that you guys are sharing.
Yeah.
It could be a beverage. Are you guys sharing the same coffee? Because coffee makes you brown and fart.
The main thing I would just emphasize is that this is a breaking point in the relationship. I mean, you need to solve this problem.
Right.
Maybe take a trip, I would say, into the wilderness together and pitch a tent face to face. Don't even bring firewood. See if you can make it. And see what happens to your browns when you're out there in a real
when you're away
situation.
From your house is what you're saying to see if it's
but also when
in the
your
house.
Life is on the line to see how the stresses affect your digestive system. You know,
it's a really interesting point.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Okay. It is upsetting for her though to not have your own brown identity. I don't think that that's fair.
It's really interesting. True Water Champ mind games. Someone writes. They said I had a breakthrough on the identity of True Water Champion when I started engaging my own water competition with my girlfriend. Hmm. My girlfriend was formerly very adverse to drinking water. Instead of nagging her and trying to bully her into drinking it, I drew inspiration from your mom's house and simply stated that I was the water champion. And I pointed to her full glass of water as evidence of this. Human beings being prideful creatures, she immediately disagreed, pounded the water to her face, and has since started drinking way more water to prove that she is the real water champion. She doesn't realize this was my main plan all along. And no matter how much water she drinks, I will always and forever be the water champ. Regionally, of course. Because it was I who put us both back on the path to hydration health. A win for her is a win for me, as long as she drinks more water. If you listen in earlier episodes, Mommy Tina actually pulled this exact maneuver on Tommy when she was worried about the color of his urine. So even though Tommy Buns, giant bear that he is, drinks more water by volume.
Not true.
Now that the
not
competition
true.
Has
not
begun.
True. Not true.
All of his water gains are points scored for Tina because she essentially tricked
him into
drinking more water. If you go back and listen to the origin of the water championship, there really is no doubt that Mommy Tina is playing head games with Tommy.
Absolutely right. Thank you for your observation.
Well, I guess we picked up another retarded listener. So there's that.
Stupid.
This one says I'll keep it short because you got to read the other emails. But that hairstyle is called the skullet, the one that I want Tina to have. Yeah, let's see.
I don't like this hairstyle.
This is what I do want. This is what I want you to have, though.
Why do you insist on this? No, I don't like that at all.
That is it. That's it. She's right. He's right. I would say. What's this that? One is the best, most like it. So we just, we cut the top off. You tell me that you have a special coming out and the promo is you with no hair on top, but long hair on the sides.
Yeah.
And that's not going to draw attention to
I'm listening.
You have to think in terms of, I need to drive people's interest into clicking play.
Right.
So wouldn't that help do it? A woman with this haircut?
Yes, and can you click on the third from the right there?
Yeah.
I know this guy.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yes, but only when you start to make your retarded comedy albums.
Why are you making it? We're talking about you.
You do the world's only retarded comedian, and I'll do the skullet.
Oh, Phil Spector's got a good one. Aww. That's not good.
Bill.
That was weird. I mean, that's, what's his name? Weird Gallagher.
Weird Gallagher. Same diff.
Yeah. Mm. Hogan had that going for a while. Yeah. Anyways, I still think it's a really good idea that I had for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Here you go. This is you. Right here. And he's got the blonde hair. See?
It's not a successful look.
I have to respectfully disagree.
Let me see if there's any topics we're forgetting.
Okay. I'm about to play the closing song.
No, we got it.
We got it. We're going to get some food. And we're going to go Patreon. A. Put that shit down.
F.
Patreon. Patreon.com/mom. That's where we do the Patreon episodes.
Patreon. Put that shit down.
We got some packages to open. You guys got to take it off. If you don't have it and it's on the, you should take it off the fucking menu. It says you have it on the menu. Can you imagine that anytime a restaurant ran out of anything, they go, we have to remove it from the menu now.
It's nonsense.
And then we'll reprint these tomorrow.
The only point she has is that it's a chain restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's a corporate thing. Yeah. Like if you're going to a regular restaurant and they run out of something,
yeah,
they didn't order enough. Whatever, yeah. It's Saturday night. But dudes, no.
Dude, bro. I forgot to bro it up with the dudes.
Super gay, bro.
All right. This was a lot of fun. Thank you guys for listening.
Put that shit down, Paige.
Your mom's house podcast.com. Please click on it. See what we got. Come to our live
shows. Amazon, February 12th. The Sperm Vine Improve. Come see us do the show live. Your mom's house podcast live, February 12th, 2017.
There you go. Bye, jeans.
Bye, man.
Diamonds in the crevice.
D to the I to the A to the M.
Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy. Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy. Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy.
Let's just keep going. Let's glass. I'm glassing. I'm like, holy smokes.
Pussy. I was so wanna let him tickle my pussy with that.
Tickle my pussy with that. Tickle my pussy with that. Tickle my pussy with that.